What's up, Eagles fans? Welcome into Eagle Eye in the Sky on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Fran Duffy, and on Monday night, I recapped the Eagles' defensive performance against the previously undefeated Minnesota Vikings, and I focused a lot on how the Eagles were able to get after quarterback Sam Bradford. But towards the end of the piece, I mentioned how well they did against the run. It was a rebound performance. And now look, the Minnesota Vikings, not the same kind of rushing team that the Eagles faced 2 weeks ago against Washington. Certainly not the same kind of offense they'll face on the ground this week against Ezekiel Elliott and the Dallas Cowboys. But it was really good to see them get back in the right direction, something we saw in the first 3 weeks of the season when the Eagles went 3-0. And it really, to me, all starts with the linebacker play and how decisive, how aggressive they were downhill. So really, I wanted to show you three plays from all three starting linebackers in this game. And it started on the very first play of the game. I want you to focus here on Nigel Bradham, okay, who's lined up here right in the center of the defense, right in the A-gap. And he's an A-gap player on this play. But really, right at the snap, I want you to see what you've got here. This is two double teams at the point of attack. All right, very common, regardless of who's playing defensive tackle for the Eagles, whether it's Fletcher Cox, Bo Allen, Benny Logan, Destiny Vial, you're always going to deal with double teams. Now, here's where the Eagles' aggressive scheme comes into play. What Jim Schwartz wants these linebackers to do, you've got Jordan Hicks here, you've got Nigel Bradham here, attack downhill, immediately get downhill, attack those gaps. Because now what happens? I want you to focus right here on what happens between this double team on Bo Allen in relation to Nigel Bradham. As soon as he attacks downhill, what happens? First of all, Bo Allen did a great job against this double. But now this double team, because of how quickly Nigel was able to get downhill, now becomes a one-on-one block for Bo Allen. So now Bo is able to quickly get off his man, and he makes a play for a short gain. That's what an aggressive linebacker can do in this system. You get downhill, typically those double teams last 2, 3, 4 seconds, an eternity on a football field. Now they last a second. Now those defensive linemen that are typically having to deal with double teams can get off quickly and make a play. You saw that right there for defensive tackle Bo Allen. Now, similar situation here. This is very early on in the game again, and you've got, here's Nigel Bradham. We're in base defense. You've got Jordan Hicks here in the middle. Here's Michael Kendricks as the weak side linebacker. Now, this is going to be just a one-back power lead play, okay? You've got the guard pulling here. The running back's going to come over this way. And again, I want you to focus on Kendricks, who reads this. Just watch the physicality from Kendricks, though. Sticks it right into the chest of the offensive lineman from Minnesota. Watch him. He keeps his eyes up. He plays low. That's where that low center of gravity really comes back into play. The running back is going to try and bounce this back out this way. Kendricks stays in position, is able to track him down, bring him down to the ground for a tackle. And again, you see that aggressive nature, that physicality downhill. That's something that really is bred by this culture that Jim Schwartz has brought to the defensive side of the football. And then lastly, this is a play against Minnesota again, and I want you to focus on Jordan Hicks. This is a sweep play, okay? This is going to be a play where they're going to ask the running back, this is Ronnie Hillman, to get to the outside. You're going to get some pin blocks down here at the point of attack, and offensive linemen on the move as pullers, and they're going to try and get this ball out in the perimeter. Watch how quickly Jordan Hicks reads this play and gets to the perimeter, gets in the flat, and tracks this play down. His ability to quickly read, key, and diagnose what the play is, track this ball down, it's a 6-yard loss in the backfield. Just a remarkable play by an aggressive, instinctive linebacker. He had his best game of the season this week against Minnesota. And really, this is just a good sign of things to come for this Eagles defense. If they can continue to be strong against the run, it is going to really help them, not just this week against the Dallas Cowboys, but moving forward as they try to capture the NFC East.